As 2022 draws to a close, take a well-deserved bow for a job well done. By the close of business on Friday, 3,066 donors had given $809,646.45 to the Times Colonist Christmas Fund. That amount falls short of the $1 million goal for this year's campaign, but there is still time, until midnight tonight, to donate. Besides, I've been saying for weeks that 2022 is a tough year for many people, and the rising costs have hit everyone, potential donors as well as the people we are trying so hard to help. Our Christmas Fund has been working on behalf of people in need since 1956. We provide a simple way to get help to the less fortunate. The money we raise from the community goes to a variety of local organizations and agencies, some well-known, and others doing fantastic things while working well under the radar. We do our best to ensure that the money we give out is used as efficiently as possible. That philosophy starts in our own building. Our administration costs are kept as low as possible. But that's the technical side. What matters most is what the fund can do for people who need a helping hand. There are men and women of all ages who need warmth and food. Younger people looking for toys, for kind words, for any sign that someone cares about them. People escaping bad situations and needing support at a time when they are feeling especially vulnerable. These people matter today just as they did in 1956. Collectively, they are the reason why we remain committed to helping them as best we can. Our 2022 fundraising campaign ends today, but the registered charity that runs the TC Fund is ready to disburse funds at any time. Donations coming in today will be put to good use, perhaps next week, perhaps next Christmas. Basically, whenever there is a need, such as when refugees arrived from Ukraine last spring, and we wrote a check. If you would like to donate to the fund, there is still time to beat the midnight deadline for a 2022 tax receipt. Go to timescolonist.com/donate, which will take you to our page on the Canada Helps website. It is open 24 hours a day and will provide an immediate tax receipt. For many people, 2022 has been a rough ride. Thanks, once again, for supporting the community through the TC Fund. Let's hope that 2023 is a better year for everyone, and that we can truly have a happy new year. Dobie at timescolonist.com. Dave Obie is editor and publisher of the Times Colonist. > To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.